the letter number 1563 in volume 6. This is dated Yud Aleph Iyar, 11th of Iyar, Tovshin Beis, Brooklyn. This is to the young people who are occupied. They're sitting and learning and davening and the yeshiva Torah Chedmim Lubavitch in Paris. Hashem Alei Yichashol Bavracha. So the Rebbe says, I enjoyed to get the information from the Mashpia, the rabbi, titles Reb Nissen. That's Reb Nissen Shichi Nemanov. He was one of the main spiritual Mashpia guide. Discussing the how you're learning and your service, and that you are Baruch Hashem being successful, that you're doing with stride. But on the other hand, you know what causes me pain and discomfort is that what it seems is because of these questions that you have about moving, where to move, that it's you're lacking a little bit because of that. In other words, that's causing you to be your mind and the necessary depth that's necessary to learn Torah in general and Hasidus especially, and also the occupation and davening very more specifically. So, although that I don't have the time now to go into a great detail, but because it is such an important matter, I am coming with my lines below. For sure you know the talk of my father-in-law, that he explained that when it was the journey of the Jewish people in the desert, that from one journey to the next journey, they would take apart the Mishkan, the sanctuary, the tabernacle, and then they would place it in a new place. And the Pasuk says that how long did they stand in each travel? That wasn't the same. As the verse states, quoting the verse, there was sometimes that the cloud would be there from evening till the morning, and then it would go up in the morning, and then they would journey. Sometimes it would be there a day and a night. Sometimes it would be 2 days. Sometimes it would be, it's in the law from the Pasuk. Sometimes it would be a month. Sometimes it would be a year. But in all journeys, what was the common denominators? That everything that it was by the name of Hashem that they rested, meaning by the mouth, by the instruction of Hashem that they rested, and by the instruction of Hashem, they journeyed. An additional common denominator was in them that the guard, that they needed the guard of Hashem, they kept was through the hands of Moshe. That means to say that there was no change and there was no difference how they placed the Mishkan. And in all matters of guarding the Meshmeres Hashem, the guarding for Hashem, whether they stayed in the place for a year or they stayed there for many, whether they would just stay there for a day and a night, or even if it was from the evening till the morning, they were always over there doing the work that they need to do. So from this you can understand with the human intellect, even the intellect of the animal soul, that since you are camping by the instruction of Hashem and you journey by the instruction of Hashem, who is beyond time and beyond space, higher than space, but the goal of creation especially and the journeys in particular is to make for Blessed Hashem a dwelling place in a time and a physical place. So we all what we need to do is fulfill the wishes of our Creator and to tie ourselves up and to connect through that in the essence, the Atzmus Mahus of the Blessed Ein Sof. He will do as he wishes if you should be in this place for many, how many years, or you should just be there from the evening till the morning. And since that, what is the goal is to bring what's higher than time and space, so the difference in time doesn't connect him at all because he's beyond time and space. So based on this, we can also explain what it says in the Tanya in the end of chapter 25, that when you do a positive thing, it says Yichud ze lemaylo hu nitzchi la'olam vayed, that the unity that you cause, the benefit is eternal. Even if it's just something you're doing at one time, a mitzvah or something, what you do, so while you're doing it only in a certain space, but it's really impacts in a higher, in a endless, and same thing is when the Hashem's will in the speech which comes to the Torah, and there's also an additional explanation which we find many places in the revealed part of Torah, in things that need a measure, that if we're talking about a mitzvah matter, so the mitzvah makes it important as if it did have the physical, withstanding that something needs a measure, a physical measure, but the mitzvah gives it that measure. So basically what the Rebbe is telling them is, don't be worried about whether you're moving here or there, don't let that distract you from your studies, from your learning. Bottom line is, wherever you are, Hashem has placed you there. And what's the purpose of being there is to make that place a dwelling place for Hashem. So if you're going to stay there or you're going to get elsewhere, whatever you are, that's Hashem put you there right now. Do the work over there and don't be distracted. The Rebbe says, I hope that my strong hope is that these few words will be sufficient. And I'd be very happy to be notified very soon that you're adding in Torah and Avodah by yourself, and also that you're influencing others. And for sure, you will fulfill the promise of our sage of blessed memory and the ruling that it says that a person, Odom Mekadesh Atzmim At Lemato, Mekadshim Losh Naftocha Yisahar B'mel Maila. One makes himself a little bit holy below, so Hashem gives him a lot of holiness. And then a promise, Hashem promised him that much more from above. So in other words, if you do a little, you'll get the strength from Hashem a lot more, with blessing for success, with Talmud Torah, with Yiras Shamayim, with fear of heaven.